si quieres un poco de mí, me deberías esperar y caminar a paso lento, muy lento. Y poco a poco olvidar el tiempo y su velocidad, frenar el ritmo, ir muy lento, más lento. Ser delicado y esperar, dame tiempo para darte todo lo que tengo.
William Burroughs lendo A Poética, de Aristóteles. Agora, um todo é aquilo que possui um começo, meio e fim. Um começo é aquilo que não vem necessariamente depois de alguma coisa e que possui naturalmente uma coisa depois. Um fim é aquilo que acontece naturalmente depois de alguma coisa, seja como sua consequência natural e necessária e com nada depois dele. E um meio, aquilo que por natureza vem depois de alguma coisa e que tem outra coisa depois de si. Que possui um começo, meio e fim. Um começo é aquilo que, agora, um todo é aquilo que depois de alguma coisa e que possui naturalmente uma coisa sua. Acontece naturalmente depois de alguma coisa, seja como sua consequência natural e necessária e com nada depois dele. E meio que aquilo que por natureza vem depois de alguma coisa e que outra natureza depois de si, não necessariamente.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. She strolled on over, said, look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say you can't make me come. You just can't do it.
She made a bet with her sister who's a little bit dumb. She could prove it any time all men was scum. I don't mind that she called me a bum, but I knew right away she was really gonna come. So I got down to it. I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, but I still didn't hear no dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum, dynamo hum. Where's this dynamo coming from? I done spent 3 hours and I ain't got a crumb from the dynamo. Dynamo, dynamo from the dynamo hum.
What sort of thing might this lady get high upon? I checked out her sister who was holding the bet and wondered what kind of trip the young lady was on. The $40 bill didn't matter no more when her sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little. If I wasn't done yet, I told her.
Just because the sun won a place in the sky, a reason to assume I wouldn't give her a try.
So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked if she had any cooties in there.
What do you mean, cooties? No cooties on me.
She was buns up kneeling. I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling, and she started into squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed, with her lips just a-twitching and her face gone red. Some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin, while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered and quaked and clutched at herself, while her sister made a joke about her mental health. Till Dynamo finally did give in, but I told her all she really needed was some discipline. Kiss my aura, Dora. It's real Angora. Would y'all like some aura? Right here on the flora. And how about you, Fauna? You wanna? Sound like you're choking on something. Did you say you want some more? Well, here's some more. Oh, sure, but you think I could interest you in a pair of zircon-encrusted tweezers? Wait a minute, let me sterilize them. Give me your lighter.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. She strolled on over, said, "Look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say you can't make me come. You just can't do it." I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked
stroked and stroked till my wrist got numb. And you know I heard some dynamo hum. Some dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo. Dynamo. Some dynamo. And a little dynamo. And some dynamo. And some dynamo.
Quando quero dor eu curo, quando amo eu revigoro, quando amor se vai eu choro, feito boi no matadouro, como um pássaro canoro.
After all,